The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1952, with confidence growing in forecasters' ability to predict the potential for severe weather, the U.S. Weather Bureau and military forecasters from the Army and Navy began issuing weather bulletins for the general public. In 1961, the Soviet Union launched a dummy conforming to the size and weight of an adult human male aboard Sputnik 9, a literal dummy run for the upcoming launch of Vostok 1, the first manned spacecraft. In 1979, Linda Morabito, a navigator working at NASA and Caltech's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, went to check for specific star patterns in some of Voyager 1's recent pictures from Jupiter to ensure the Voyager 1 was on a correct heading for Saturn. But she discovered something completely different. Active volcanoes erupting sulfur high into the thin atmosphere of Jupiter's large moon Io.
Voyager 1 takes a remarkable photograph of Io. During a routine study of optical navigation, an engineer sees what at first appears to be a crescent cloud. Scientists soon realize that it can only be a volcanic plume erupting from Io, a huge fountain of molten sulfur, gas, and bits of rock surging upward against the moon's weak gravity. A re-examination of Io photographs reveals other active volcanoes, the first seen beyond Earth.
And in 2011, Space Shuttle Discovery made her final landing.
Space Shuttle Discovery now on final approach to the Kennedy Space Center. Just more than 30 seconds to go. Discovery's gear is down and locked. Main gear touchdown. The nose of the shuttle being rotated down toward the flight deck. The parachute being deployed. And nose gear touchdown in the end of a historic journey. And to the ship that has led the way time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery.
And Houston, Discovery for the final time. We'll stop.
The first human in space, Yuri Gagarin, was born on this day in 1934. Actress Ornella Muti of Flash Gordon fame was born in 1955. Composer Mark Mancina, the maestro behind the music of such movies as Speed and Twister, was born today in 1957. In 1997, the former comedy writer who turned to freelance scriptwriting out of desperation and created the Daleks died.
It's totally non-humanoid, but it's, it has no arms or legs, no facial distinction, so it's not something that's a man dressed up.
In addition to creating the most enduring adversaries for Doctor Who, Terry Nation also created such beloved series as Blake 7 and Survivors. Fire Sign Theater comedian Peter Bergman died on this day in 2012. In 1967, during the end credits of Star Trek's much-loved Devil in the Dark episode, an NBC announcer told fans that the show had been picked up for a second season, and that they could stop bombarding NBC with mail insisting on renewing the show. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series, such such as Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and prone to spiral pain.